verse 12, but if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?
既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？
If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised.
若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。
And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that He raised Christ from the dead, but He did not raise Him.If in fact the dead are not raised,
并且洗明我们是为神枉做见证的，因我们见证神是叫基督复活了。若死人真不复活，你就没有叫基督复活了。
For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either.
因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。
And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, you are still in your sins.
基督若没有复活，你们的信必是徒然，你们仍在罪里。
Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are dead, lost.
就是在基督里睡了的人已灭亡了。
If only for this life we have hope in Christ,We are to be pitied more than all men.
我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人属果子。
For since death came through a man,The resurrection of the dead comes also through a man.
死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。
For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive.
在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
But each in his own turn, Christ, the first fruits, then.When he comes, those who belong to him.
但个人是按自己的次序复活，初熟的果子已是基督，以后在他来的时候是属基督的。
Last verse, verse 58, conclusion. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you.Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord. Why? Because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Amen.
最后一节我们一起读58节。所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力做主工，因为知道你们的土壤在主里不是土壤的。Amen.
Amen.God bless all of us with His word.
上帝祝福我们所有在座的。
Christ has risen from the dead.
神，耶稣就从死里复活。
You know, the resurrection of Christ holds a unique place in Christianity.
基督的复活在我们基督教里面有很重要的一个地位。
Christianity is the only religion that bases its claim.To acceptance on the resurrection of his founder, Jesus Christ.
基督教是我们唯一宣称复活的宗教。
No other religion bases its claim on the resurrection of its founder except Christianity.
没有任何的宗教是基于这样的教条，除了基督教。
So the resurrection of Jesus Christ is fundamental to Christianity.
耶稣基督的复活在基督教里面是最基本的。
You know, in the New Testament, more than 100 times the story of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is mentioned, spoken of.
在新约圣经里面超过100多次说到耶稣基督的复活。
Also, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is very, very essential in the application of our salvation provided for in his death.
除非耶稣的复活，不然我们的救恩没有意义。
So, about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, much, much more can be said.
因此我们有可以说很多复活的东西。
But because of the limited time, I won't share with you only one topic.
因为时间的关系，所以牧师向我们分享一个主题。
That is the credibility of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这个主题就是耶稣基督复活的可信性、准确性，就是。
Credibility refers to the acceptance of a fact in a manner that deserves fact and belief.
可信性指的就是，我们去试试，相信哪个方式，然后值得去可信。
It is belief upon good authority, reliable facts, and competent, able fact.And belief.
相信就是恰当的一个权威，还有可信的事实，还有一个有力的证据见证。
You know the resurrection of Christ is a fact proven by competent evidence and deserving of intelligent acceptance and belief.
复活是这样的一个事实，就是被得力的证据，还有可以合理的接受。被相信所证明。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a fundamental doctrine in Christianity, proved by many, many infallible proofs.
就是被许多可信的证据所证明，支持的教理。
So the for the credibility of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, there are at least two arguments.
复活的可信性有两个论证，就是会两个 方法，可以这么说。
One is arguments from cause and effect, and the other is argument from testimony.
一个方法就是原因和结果，另外一个论证就是一个见证。
For example, around us, certain things, conditions.Institutions exist among us today.
就是在今天的所有的确定的事情、条件，还有很多的协会，在仍然存在我们今天的生活当中。
They are effects of causes or a cause.
这些东西是由原因引起的结果，或者说是一种原因。
It means every effect has its cause.
原因就是这就是说每个结果有一个原因，就是每一个结果有一个原因。
So if the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a cause, what is the effect of the resurrection of Jesus Christ?
假如耶稣的复活是个原因，那么什么是结果呢？
You know,In Christian history, in church history, there are many, many effects that must be traced to this bodily, physical resurrection of Jesus Christ.
有很多的结果在基督教历史上可以追溯到耶稣基督身体的复活。
Okay, first effect is the empty tomb. Hallelujah.
第一个结果就是空的坟墓。
Empty tomb, that was an effect.
空坟墓是一个结果。
Then what was the cause?
那么什么是原因呢？
You know, the fact that the tomb was empty is testified to many eyewitnesses, both his friends and enemies.
事实就是坟墓是空的，这个事实被有很多的朋友还有敌人所见证。
By the women, Mary and disciples and the angels from heaven and the Roman soldiers.
具体来说就是有妇女、有门徒、还有天使、罗马的士兵，都看见证了这样的一个空的坟墓。
So, how shall we account for this absence of the body of Christ from that tomb?
那么我们如何解释耶稣没有在空的坟墓里面？
You know, on that day, early morning, the angel came from down and rolled the stone, opened the gate, and sat on the stone, said to the women who came to the tomb to anoint oil on the body of Jesus Christ.
在复活黎明的早晨，天使们从天上下来，把那个坟墓打开，然后对来到坟墓前的妇女们说，
Do not be afraid.
不要害怕。
I know you are looking for Jesus Christ who was crucified.
我知道你们正在找以及被钉十字架上的耶稣基督。
The angel said, He is not here.
听什么说他不在这。
He has risen from the dead.
他从死里复活了。
Come and see the place where he lay, pointing the empty tomb.
他们指着空坟墓说，你们来看之前他躺的地方。
So the empty tomb says strongly, Jesus has risen from the dead.
耶稣基督从死里复活了。
Second effect is the Lord's Day, Sunday worship service like this.
第二个结果就是我们现在主日的一个能力。
You know, the Lord's Day is not the original Sabbath day.
现在我们的主日和原来的安息日是不一样的。
Who dared to change it?
那么是谁有这么大胆的改变了它？
For what reason and on what ground was it changed?
它是什么原因还有什么背景所改变的呢？
You know, the Jews, the Israel people,Never celebrated the birthday of great men, human beings' birthday.
犹太人从来不庆祝伟人的一个生日。
They celebrated only events, just like the Passover.
他们仅仅庆祝一些事件，比如像逾越节。
But in the New Testament time, we find the Jews changing their long-time honored.Sabbath day into the first day of the week.
后来在新约的时代，他们把第七日所祭拜的第七日改为一周的第一天。
Contrary to all precedents, calling that day after man Jesus Christ as the Lord's day.
所以第一天就是我们现在所说的主日。
Here is an effect. This is an effect.
这是一个结果。
A marvelous, tremendous effect.
是一个伟大的结果。
Then what was its cause?
那么什么是原因呢？
We cannot have an effect without cause.
我们没有，不能没有原因，不能没有原因，没有结果。
The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ was the cause for this great change in the Day of worship in Sunday on Sunday like this.
所以耶稣基督的复活，所以这一天改变了。所以我们现在主日是第一天。
Third effect is the Christian church, the body of Christ.
第三个结果是一个教会。
Are you in church now?
现在我们在教会吗？
We know what a grand and noble institution.The Christian church is.
教会是一个很神圣的地方，或者说又高尚又伟大的一个地方。
Imagine what would this world be without church?
假设如果没有教会的话，那么这个世界会变成什么样的？
You know, churches is hymns, praising, worship, benevolence, charity, love, and ministry of mercy, grace are all known to us very clearly.
就在教会里面我们所知道的有赞美诗、敬拜，还有博爱，还有慈爱等等。
Where this institution, church, come from?
这些是从什么地方来的呢？
It is an effect.
这是一个结果。
Glorious effect.
一个荣耀的结果。
What is its cause?
那么什么是原因呢？
You know, when the risen Christ appeared to the discouraged disciples and revived their faith and hope.
当升天的耶稣基督向没有信心的门徒们显现的时候，然后给他们恢复了他们的一个信心。
They went out. They went forth.
他们没有信心。
Under the all conquering faith.In the risen and ascended Lord Jesus Christ,
他们在所有的一个困难的，一个征服之下，就是没有多的困难。
They preached the story of Jesus' life, suffering, death, resurrection, ascension, and coming again.
但是耶稣基督升天之后，他们有这样的恢复了一些信心之后，去传讲耶稣的生平，他的复活。还有将来再临。
And men believed their preaching, their message.
所以人们相信了这样的一些教导。
And they gathered themselves together to study the scriptures, to pray to God, to worship Jesus Christ, and to extend Jesus' kingdom among men in this world.
所以他们聚集在一起，学习圣经，祷告。还有敬拜神，扩张神的一个国度。
This is how the Christian church was born in this world.
这就是教会的由来。
Means its cause was the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这个原因就是耶稣基督复活了。
That's why church is called the body of Christ, who has risen from the dead.
这就是为什么我们把教会叫做。耶稣基督复活的身体。
Christ is the head of the church. Do you believe this?
基督是教会的头，你们相信吗？
Okay. Number four.
Amen.
Fourth effect.
第四个结果是新约圣经。
The Bible, Word of God, especially New Testament.
就是圣经里面的新约圣经。
Somebody says, if.Jesus Christ had remained buried in the tomb as dead, his story of life and death would have remained buried with him as dead.
假如说耶稣基督现在仍然还在坟墓里面，那么他的故事，所有这一切都和耶稣基督一同埋在那个坟墓里面。
It means the New Testament is an effect of Jesus.Resurrection in body.
所以新约圣经就是耶稣基督复活的一个结果。
You know, the resurrection of Jesus Christ does not grow out of the beautiful story of Jesus Christ, but the opposite is true.
复活，不是从耶稣基督美好的生命里面长出来的。
But the beautiful story of Jesus' life.Grew out of the facts of the story of Jesus' resurrection.
耶稣基督美好的生命是从他的复活里面长出来，从复活里面出来，这样的一个事实。
The New Testament is the book of resurrection.
所以，新约圣经就是复活的一卷书。
Then how about the arguments from testimony?
所以刚刚说的第二个。那个见证是怎么样的呢？我们看见证。
Humanly speaking, three things are necessary to make a testimony trustworthy.
一个可靠的，就是真实的见证，需要三个东西，需要三个东西。
First, the witnesses must be competent first-hand witnesses.
第一个就是见证人必须要亲眼目睹。
And second, the witnesses, they must be enough, sufficient in number.
第二个就是见证人要有足够的一个数量。
Also, they must have good character and reputation.
而且这些见证人必须有一个好的品质，就不是坏人，就是有好的品质。
And all apostles, all disciples qualify in these three respects, things.
所以耶稣基督的门徒还有使徒，他们拥有所有这些这样的一个品质。
They repeatedly, they continually said, "We are eyewitnesses of Jesus' resurrection."
所以门徒们重复再三的说，啊，他们至少见了耶稣基督。
You know, according to
耶稣基督的复活。
According to the biblical record, there were more than 500 people who saw the risen Lord Jesus Christ.
根据圣经，耶稣基督复活之后至少有十二次向人们显现。
How about in human courts? How many witnesses needed to make a case true case?
所以在教会有多少人来这样的一个见证？
Yes, one. One witness is enough to establish murder.
一个证人可以说，证明一个谋杀罪。
Two witnesses are okay for great treason against the government.
两个人可以，那个政府可以反抗。
Three witnesses are okay for executionable will.
三个证人的时候可以有一个那个执行会吧，就是可以执行会。
Finally, in human court, seven witnesses are okay for oral will.
七个人在我们一个法庭上就可以立一个遗嘱，就是七个人的时候。
Seven witnesses is the biggest number, greatest number required in human court law.
七个人在我们法律上是一个很大的、很大的数目。
But Jesus' resurrection had more than 500 people's eyewitnesses.
耶稣基督的复活有五百个人，而且再加上五百多双的那个眼睛来见证。
And how about imagine? How about their character and reputation?
所以如何这样的他们的一个那个名声？
Twelve disciples.
有十二个门徒。
We know before until the resurrection of Jesus Christ, how cowardly, how timid, how afraid, how fearful they were before until Jesus' resurrection.
耶稣基督复活之后，复活之前，我们是如何的担心，如何的害怕，直到他复活。
Peter denied Jesus Christ three times.
彼得否认耶稣有三次。
And all other disciples abandoned, deserted Jesus Christ, returning to their old lifestyle, fishing at Galilee Sea.
其他的门徒直接舍弃耶稣之后，回到他们原来的一个生活方式，打鱼，在海边打鱼。
But after they saw the risen Lord, they changed totally in their character and in their personal reputation.
但是他们见了耶稣基督之后，他们所有的害怕都变成了勇敢。
The fearful became the fearless.
所有的担心变成了勇敢，不再害怕。
The faithless became the faithful.
所以他们相信。
They became the tireless.Preacher of the story of Jesus' resurrection.
所以，他们不再疲倦，就不知道疲倦，非常执着的。
You know, they declared the story of Jesus' resurrection at the risk of their lives.
所以，他们冒着生命危险向传讲耶稣基督的复活。
You know, finally, all of them, all disciples, died. Matos death to his loyalty to the story of Jesus resurrection.
最后每个门徒他们为了耶稣基督的复活的一个事实，所以他们殉道。
Now and here you and I are living effects of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Is that true?
现在你和我们是住在一个耶稣基督复活的里面，这是真的吗？
Is that true?
Amen.
If somebody asks you about the credibility of Jesus' resurrection, show yourself.
比如有人说向你说耶稣基督的复活，显现给他们看。
Jesus' resurrection is our hope, the hope of all hopes.
耶稣基督的复活是我们的盼望，所有希望里面的希望。
Therefore, verse 58 says, "Therefore, my dear brothers."
所以，最后一节五十八节说，所以亲爱的弟兄们，你们要不可动摇。
Stand firm.
不可动摇。
Why? Because Jesus is risen from the dead.
耶稣基督从死里复活。
Let nothing move you.
没有什么可以让你动
摇。Why? Because Jesus is risen from the dead.
耶稣基督，因为耶稣基督从死里复活了。
Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord.
所以常常竭力为主做工。
Why? Because Jesus is risen from the dead.
为什么？因为耶稣基督从死里复活了。
And we know that our labor, your labor, my labor, our labor in the Lord is never in vain.
我们知道我们的劳苦，你的劳苦，都在耶稣基督里面，不是徒劳。
Why? Because our Lord Jesus is risen from the dead.
为什么？耶稣基督从死里复活。
And defeated the last enemy, the death and Satan.
所以我们战胜了撒旦。
It is only Jesus Christ who can say like this.
耶稣基督有这样的说过。
I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?
这是约翰福音十一章二十五到二十六节。耶稣说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人，就永远不死。你们信这话吗？”
God bless all of us with assurance and power of Jesus' resurrection now and here.
上帝祝福我们，他用他的复活的确信还有能力来祝福你们。
Let us pray. Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Father God, right now more than anything else, we thank you for the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督，我们感谢你，感谢你从死里复活。
Thank you for your word.
谢谢你。
I am the resurrection and the life.
n 是 e 复活的 h
e who believes in me will live even though he dies.
谁相信我就永远不死。
And whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
相信我的死了也永远活着。
Father God, help us to stand firm.
耶稣基督，你来帮助我们，让我们有坚固的信心。
Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督从死里复活。
Help us.
帮助我们。
To give ourselves fully, totally, obediently to the work of our Lord Jesus Christ.
从耶稣基督里面给我们更多的力量。
We know our sacrifice, our commitment to Jesus Christ is never in vain.
所以在耶稣基督里面，我们必然得胜。
Simply because of our Lord Jesus' resurrection and victory.
就简单的说，就耶稣基督复活
了。All glory, all honor back to our Lord Jesus Christ, who defeated the final last enemy, that is death.
所以永远不死。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
我奉耶稣基督的名求。Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much.